Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
It's official. After years of planning and building, the north end of the Baird Convention Center is now open.
You know, we've been working on this, the city has for decades, me personally for the past 6 years.
Wisconsin Center District President Marty Brooks led the ribbon cutting. He tells me the process was a labor of love.
I never thought the grand opening day was going to come. It was always, you know, we got another 4 years, we're another 2 years, 1 year, next month, tomorrow.
We couldn't wait until it was done.
Visit Milwaukee's Peggy Williams Smith.
It's amazing to walk in and see it completed. It's just, it's overwhelming.
Now come the conventions, and they'll be here before you know it.
We have large events that start taking place throughout this year that will be using the north side of the building. The whole intention was to be able to do multiple events so that we can continue to fill hotel rooms without that empty time that we used to have with move in and move out. Now we can stack conventions so that it makes sense so our hotels stay busy.
And make billions of dollars, you say?
Billions of dollars. That's billions of dollars in economic impact, but it is $1 billion in direct spending as well. Yes.
Today culminates with an opening night gala tonight. Broadway sensation Idina Menzel is the headliner.
I am going to be sitting with my family, watching her perform, and just soaking it in. Because she's an incredible performer. She was number one on our list to get to host this event, to be the entertainment. So the fact that we got her and she's going to be here, for me, it's just the culmination of a great run.
Congratulations, Marty.
Thank you so much for being here. Appreciate it.
Outside the brand new north end of the Baird Center, Eric Bilstead, WTMJ News.